In the pale moonlight, she saw there was a small clearing ahead, where a very large tree had fallen ages ago.
And suddenly, Alexandra felt as if she were down there, standing in front of it, staring into a bottomless void.
You want me to try getting close to him like that? I don't think that's the way he bends, but...
Do not be smart with me!
Fine. Act like a child. I'll step outside. And, you know, if you should ever want to speak to me, I want you to feel free to contact my office.
It's not an insult, dear. In our world, men are wizards, women are witches.
Well, look at her. Seems like there are more of them every year.
No big brother to save you this time.
I'm not gonna make us proud, son.
I don't know what you're whispering about, Miss Chu, but it doesn't sound like measuring or mixing.
But what are you arresting him for? You do need a warrant.
But not this government, not our corrupt, archaic confederation, and not Elias Huckstein.
Oh, right. You think this is all because I'm jealous of you? Of course, everything is about you. The whole wizarding world revolves around Alexandra Quick.
Gift. She choked.
Gift. You forced him to do that. You killed him. You could have let us go. You didn't have to make one of us die. Generous ones? Generous?
Well, I don't think I can ever forgive him for outliving his son. But I don't want my anger to poison you, Julia.
She squeezed her eyes shut, and Alexandra reached out tentatively. And Miss King pulled her against her and embraced her.